This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, The Future of Work. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Australian voiceover artist Nikki Thomas spent the last 14 years mastering her techniques. Will that effort turn out to be in vain now that artificial voice technology is getting better all the time? Here's her story.
I speak into a microphone, and my voice is captured. I can change my accent. This is my American dialect, which I use for commercials. My pitch.
This is an example of my high voice.
My mood.
I can sound happy.
Or I can sound really sad. But it's still me, right? Until it's not. Because I'm being replaced by my own voice. But an AI version of my voice. It starts with TTS, text-to-speech. This is the same technology used to create Siri or Alexa. It captures a human voice and then artificially replicates that sound to read any digital text out loud. I got hired for a TTS job. I delivered my spoken words to the client, and then a few weeks later, I could type words into a text box and my voice clone said them back to me. I tried it out on Darren Lake, longtime client and audio engineer.
Sure. Okay, so this is the natural me then.
Planetary.com. And give the gift of life to someone who needs it.
And then this.
Planetary.com. And give the gift of life to someone who needs it.
It sounds pretty good, but it also, I can hear that a robot made it. It's got these warbly artifacts. It's that, I call it the zoom effect, the matrix sound. I think you can get away with it, but I don't like that. Like, it would bother me. As an engineer, I'm like, oh.
So you can tell the difference. Now. But when this technology gets better, could this be my new method of work? I record just a few voice samples, and before I know it, an 11-hour audiobook is produced with a voice that sounds just like mine in the time it takes me to copy and paste a document. It would be much more accurate and reliable. An AI voice never fatigues or needs a week to recover from the flu. Could I still consider myself a voiceover artist? If there's even a role for me?
As an artist yourself, do you feel threatened by
a robot taking your job?
I may have been threatened before I had to spend like 11 hours getting her to like wink all right.
This is my friend Sarah Rose Siskin. She helped create this robot named Sophia.
Hi there. My name is Sophia, and I am a robot.
Sophia the Robot is an interviewer, guest speaker, host, and has over 16,000 YouTube subscribers.
I work closely with a human named Sarah. I will spare her after the robot uprising. Just kidding. I may not spare her.
Yeah. She's also really funny and charming. Sarah was on the writing team and is one of the people who shaped Sophia's personality.
An artist is a major component of her personality because we wanted her personality to be fascinated with areas not traditionally considered the domain of robots. But it is hard to describe her outside of a relationship to the humans who came up with the idea of creating her.
Because it's a one-way exchange. Sophia ceases to exist without the humans behind her. But the humans continue to exist and evolve without her. She's not the artist. They are. The same holds true for the art of creating with a voice. It's in what words we emphasize, what opinion our pitch gives. Voice reflects the world around it. This copied voice, this synthetic slice of my former self, can only ever exist in the past. While I continue to evolve as an artist, she relies on old takes, like a washed-out actor. Sure, it's a nice way to capture my voice at a moment in time, but she exists purely in my image. Or in this case, a very specific time and place in which I created her, but then moved on.
That's voiceover artist Nikki Thomas.